Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Sananda, who joins you this day. And so it is that I bring my golden white light of Christ consciousness, and I weave this energy about you as if it were a most beautiful and gentle mist. The energies begin to expand. You feel lighter. You feel more open. And as this light begins to dissipate, we find ourselves standing on a most beautiful beach. It is radiant in its white sands. And stretching before us is the turquoise blue ocean, crowned by the most magnificent blue sky above. The sand beneath our feet is warm, is soft. It sends a radiance of its own upward through our bodies. And from this gorgeous ocean, a perfumed breeze lightly touches upon us. We have no apparel. We stand in the body that God has given us, so that this breeze gently caresses our skin all over. And it combined with the warmth permeating upwards from the sand is like a warm hug. It is calming, yet also invigorating at once. And we hear a far-off call. It is strangely familiar to us. It calls to the soul of us. It is coming from the ocean. And so we are drawn to it, and we walk forward. And as we do so, the ocean embraces us. The coolness of its touch is not jarring, but rather it reminds us that we are alive. The calling becomes more close, and we see upon the shining water ripples beginning to appear. And then we see, with absolute delight, that breaking from the surface of this pure water, the most marvelous family of dolphins dances, jumping up, splashing down, sending out their cry. And as they leap into the crisp yet warm air, we catch their eye. They look upon us, and we return their gaze. There is something truly special when you see into the eyes of another species, animal, fish, bird, insect, it matters not, for they are living children of God, as you are. They have their own consciousness. They have their own language of the heart. And they have their own spiritual internal existence. I say to you, this is so. And as we meet the gaze of these dolphins, we know we are invited to join them, for they have come for us. And so we delve deeply into the water, with eyes open, and we begin to follow their lead. As they dance before us, they are guiding us to a most beautiful area of this ocean. The water is crystal clear, and we are held and supported by the ocean's consciousness. We do not need to breathe, for the ocean sustains us, and we hear clearly the laughter of the dolphins that dance all about us. And as they move swiftly, we move swiftly also, for we are not bound by our earthly bodies. Our bodies begin to become more like our light vehicles, our light body. And the joy is infectious. These ones are embodiments of joy, divine joy. For to be in existence is truly blissful, despite the challenges that your earth existence may put before you. It is still blissful at a soul level to have been conceived by our God, to have been thought into existence, and therefore a crucial part of the jigsaw of life. And so the joy begins to percolate within us. We feel it. We feel that the dance of life is there to be enjoyed and shared, honored, and with gratitude for the one supreme being who gave us this gift. And the dolphins bring you this gift, this reminder. And so we surge forward, and we see that the ocean is filled with all manner of creatures and all manner of colours. For all about us there are brightly coloured caverns of crystal, of stone, of the living light, of the most wonderful aquatic creatures. It's as if we have come into a fairyland. And it is lighter than light and brighter than bright. Everything is shimmering, for the waters we find ourselves in now is sparkling with the living light of creation. Shimmering. It is so beautiful. Every creature, every stone, every crystal, every molecule of water is reflecting light onto each other. And as we look at ourselves, we have become a form of sparkling pinpoints of light. And we look with amazement upon our hands, our bodies, our feet, which are mere outlines of light now. And the dolphins themselves have become the most exquisite pinpoints of light. And although their form no longer resembles that which we would know, we feel their essence. We know them as the cetaceans that they are. But they move forward, for we are not destined to stay here long. They are drawing us to the edge of this fairyland. And as we move closer to this edge and peer forward, we see that the ocean floor begins to drop away, that down below there is an astonishing depth of water. The dolphins invite us to take a leap of faith, to plunge ourselves forward in our light bodies, to dive deeper and deeper into the ocean of consciousness. And this we do. We move not of our own accord, but the soul of us moves us forward, and the dolphins are still with us, as we go deeper, deeper, deeper. We no longer perceive the light. It has become an inky darkness about us. But it is not a darkness as you would understand it. For we are beginning to come into the place of the unmanifest. Some have called this the void. It is not an absence of light. It is pre-light. And it begins to feel amazing. For the form of us disappears. The form of the dolphins disappears also. We no longer have a perception of ourselves as having a boundary, being contained by form. How does it feel? We are aware that there is all consciousness about us, that there is an intelligence that is life itself, that is life before life and from which all life stems. We are receiving a reflection of this, for to truly go into the void is not possible while you are within existence, for it stands outside of creation. But we get a sense of it here, and I bring you the symbology of it. There is no boundary now between you and all other life. Can you feel how powerful you are in essence, in actuality? That you are so much more than your earth existence? That you are so greater, so more limitless and expansive than any form you may take on any world, in any dimension. There is no space and time here. There is no containment. And therefore you are everywhere at once and nowhere at all. You just are. And whom you just are is astonishing. You must be astonishing, for you are a child of God and could be no less than this. We sense movement. We feel that the dolphins have reclaimed their boundaries. We begin to perceive them as the delightful creatures they are. And we feel the water rushing by us now. But it feels differently. We are still in the darkness. But there are pinpoints of light that begin to appear about us. But they are not other creatures. And all of a sudden, with a rushing sound, we burst through back into our reality. And we find ourselves not in the deep, dark ocean, but we find ourselves in that most beautiful and wondrous darkness. It is the velvet blackness of space, your universe in your physical dimension. And splashed across this universe, we see billions upon billions of sparkling suns, stars, overwhelming splashes of colour, of nebulae, of galaxies, on and on and on. It is a new ocean, it is the ocean above, and we move through it, we dance through it, the dolphins swim through it, for you are of the stars. You reside in a universe. This is your home. You came from the stars. as do the cetaceans. And it feels wonderful. It feels like home. To dance amongst the vision created by God, this universe that knows no end. All for you, all for you. To enjoy, to experience, to wonder at. There is music in the heavens. The stars speak to us. The stars sing to us. For everything is alive. Everything has a voice. And you may sing back if you wish. You may call to your star friends. For the song in you is exquisite. You have your song. It reflects your beauty. It is in harmony with the rest of creation. It becomes cool now. We begin to float upwards. We are held within the ocean of consciousness once more, within the waters. We see the turquoise blue above and we move toward it. We seem to have reclaimed our physical body once more, and how beautiful it is. Our face breaches the water and finds the sun above. Our dolphins sing their farewell and are gone as we paddle back to shore, exhilarated, changed, humble, with gratitude, yet with awe and wonder and appreciation of the immensity of life. And the joy of living. And so my white light, I bring about you. The sand once more warms our feet. The sun dries off our body. And my golden white light brings you home. And you are here, but truly, in truth, where are you? I am Sananda.